This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Reuters, Hurricane Dorian's rampage through the Bahamas last week killed at least 40 people, largely on the hard-hit Great Abaco Island, an official said on Tuesday. That is up from the last reported figure of 45. Carl Smith, a spokesman for the island's National Emergency Management Agency, told reporters. Evacuees, rescue workers, and officials widely expected the number to climb higher as more bodies were pulled from the rubble of a demolished neighborhood in Marsh Harbor in Abaco. Dorian pummeled the Bahamas with 200-mile-per-hour winds. It was one of the strongest Caribbean hurricanes on record and stands as the worst disaster in Bahamian history. As relief efforts got underway, slowly, stirring frustration among locals, several Bahamians said they might attempt to immigrate to the United States rather than face an uncertain rebuilding at home. It is not clear whether U.S. President Donald Trump's administration, which has sought to severely curtail legal and illegal immigration, will smooth their path, but a growing chorus of Congress members, including Florida Republicans Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, have called for a suspension of visa requirements to help reunite stranded Bahamians with U.S. relatives. According to Associated Press, a white Mississippi man received an 11-year prison sentence Tuesday for his part in burning a cross near the home of an African-American family. Louis Bernard Rivette, age 38, was sentenced by U.S. District Judge Keith Stewart in Hattiesburg, the Justice Department said. Rivette pleaded guilty in April to one count each of interference with housing rights, which is a federal civil rights violation, and of using fire during the commission of a federal felony. Rivette acknowledged recruiting someone to help him build a cross to burn near the home of a teenager in a predominantly black area of Seminary on October 24, 2017. He also acknowledged building the cross to threaten, frighten, and intimidate people because of their race. Rivette expressed remorse at his sentencing hearing, the Hattiesburg American reported. I want everyone to know I'm not proud of what happened, Rivette said. I hate what I did. I can't even believe I did that. I've never done anything like that before in my life. Seminary is a town of with about 300 residents, located about 70 miles south of Jackson. Rivette's accomplice, Graham Williamson, pleaded guilty to the same two charges in August and is scheduled to be sentenced in November. According to Associated Press, historically black colleges and universities with a religious affiliation will no longer be restricted from assessing federal funding for capital projects, President Donald Trump announced Tuesday. Trump said federal law had restricted more than 40 faith-based HBCUs and seminaries from fully tapping a program that provides federal loan guarantees for their construction projects. This meant that your faith-based institutions, which have made such extraordinary contributions to America, were unfairly punished for their religious beliefs, the president told a conference on historically black colleges and universities meeting in Washington. Trump announced that a recent Justice Department legal opinion declared such discriminatory restrictions to be unconstitutional. From now on, faith-based HBCUs will enjoy equal access to federal support, he said. According to Reuters, U.S. President Donald Trump abruptly fired his National Security Advisor, John Bolton, amid disagreements with his hardline aide over how to handle foreign policy challenges, such as North Korea, Iran, Afghanistan, and Russia. I informed John Bolton last night that his offices were no longer needed at the White House. I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration, Trump tweeted on Tuesday, adding that he would name a replacement next week. Bolton, a leading foreign policy hawk and Trump's adored national security advisor, had pressed the president not to let up pressure on North Korea, despite diplomatic efforts. Bolton, a chief architect of Trump's strident stance against Iran, had also argued against Trump's suggestions of a possible meeting with the Iranian leadership and advocated a tougher push on Russia and, more recently, Afghanistan. The announcement followed an acrimonious conversation on Monday that included their differences over Afghanistan, said a source familiar with the matter. Offering a different version of events than Trump, Bolton tweeted, "I offered to resign last night, and President Trump said, let's talk about it tomorrow." According to Mercury News, Nealon Ball, a former Raiders linebacker who has been in a coma since December of 2018 as the result of a rare congenital brain condition, has died, the family announced. "We are deeply saddened to announce the passing of Nealon Ball on September 10, 2019 at 4:15 a.m. The Ball family is forever grateful for the prayers, donations, and immense support of Nealon and his recovery. Nealon was a very special and loving father, brother, and teammate. Nealon has transitioned to a place of peace," wrote Ball's sister, Natalie Myricks, in a Facebook post. Ball's passing was noted in a series of tweets by Raiders tackle Trent Brown, a teammate and a close friend. "The two played together in college at Florida and became even closer when Ball was a Raiders rookie in 2015, and Brown played across the bay for the 49ers. Ball was stricken by an arteriovenous malformation in 2011 while at Florida. It's a condition which causes blood vessels to tangle and rupture. He recovered to play and also battled back from a serious knee injury that required microfracture knee surgery to become a fifth-round draft pick by the Raiders. He played 6 games in 2015, his rookie year, starting twice and recording a sack against the Cleveland Browns. He was 27 years old." According to the New York Times, Antonio Brown of the New England Patriots, the most prominent receiver in the NFL, has been accused of raping a woman who works as his trainer, according to a federal lawsuit filed Tuesday in the Southern District of Florida. The lawsuit says that Brown, in 3 separate incidents, 2 in June 2017 and another in May 2018, sexually assaulted a woman named Brittany Taylor, a gymnast whom he met while they were attending Central Michigan together, and whom he later hired as a trainer. The lawsuit was filed one day after Brown, age 31, became a Patriot, following a series of conflicts that prompted the Oakland Raiders to release him last week. "Mr. Brown denies each and every allegation in the lawsuit," said a statement from Darren Hittner, a lawyer representing Brown. "He will pursue all legal remedies to not only clear his name, but to also protect other professional athletes against false accusations." According to EEW magazine, thrice-married gospel singer and comedian Vicky Winans, who brings joy and laughter to audiences through her songs and comedy, is now sharing her personal grief and sadness with the world. The 65-year-old Grammy Award-nominated recording artist announced on social media that her latest husband, Joe McLemore, passed away on the evening of Saturday, August 24th, while golfing. "I spent 10 years of my life with the sweetest man I have ever met," said Winans, captioning the pair's wedding photograph. "We were still the best of friends, and we loved each other beyond what the word divorce means. Joe, I will always love you, and my soul was gripping in grief. You were so happy for me and the wind beneath my wings. You were never egotistical, narcissistic, nor mean, just a pure sweetheart." Though Winans did not specifically share McLemore's cause of death, she hinted that he had serious health problems, writing, "No more amputations, no more pain, no more false hope or anything else. Though losing the Detroit-based businessman is painful for one of the hardest-working women in gospel, she is reflecting on some private things," McLemore shared weeks before passing on. "I am hurting so hard, but I know what she told me 3 weeks ago, and I'm going to go with that," she said. Through overwhelming sorrow and lots of tears, Winans is still able to find joy in the fact that the great love of her life passed in a moment's time, doing what he loved most of all in sports, which is playing 18 holes of golf. You can read these stories and more at bcn1.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and he always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior today, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.